Well, last week, as we talked about on your show and many times, Van Roekel announced and posted online the broad concepts of the government's thinking about mobile computing. And we have a link on federalnewsradio.com to make it easy for people to find. But Van Roekel opened up the concepts to public comment until January 20th, and then by early spring, around the April time frame, a final strategy will come out. And that's just the beginning of the process.
And then in 6 months, really start to streamline our cross-government acquisition of services and devices and technologies. We have a good starting point there. GSA has been working very hard on strategic sourcing and other things. And then within 12 months, really be hitting stride on our application strategy. You know, why do we create platform? And there are great agencies out there. The hope is we actually learn from them, the ones that are ahead, and those best practices get folded in. Now, a very important aspect of this plan is, and this is just an important aspect of everything I do in this job and we do in the federal government, is that it has to be device agnostic, and it has to be set up in a way that we can have diversity of the way we implement devices, technology, applications. And it's that diversity that actually creates a wonderful market dynamic in.
And then Van Roekel spoke Friday at a luncheon on Friday sponsored by a firm. Now, Van Roekel says he expects industry to jump into the mobile pool and with both feet.
Starting about that time frame when we get the plan out, it's my intention to really kick off industry activities that we start to get build around the plan, get feedback on it, and continually focus on continuous improvement. We did this last summer with the Cloud Commission, and there were lots of industry players involved in coming together through a lot of groups like a firm to input on that. So we'll formally call on groups to come help us think through the implementation. The other thing that we think about from an industry standpoint is one, standards. You know, I think security, privacy, all those things as they flush out in a mobile plan really need to be addressed. And that's where we really have to rely on the private sector to step up and help us as a government.
And then in about 180 days from now, GSA will take the lead in developing contracts for devices, services, data plans. So think about it. We'll have a mobile strategy, the final one in March, April time frame. Vendors then will get more involved in developing standards. And then in about 180 days, about 6 months, we'll have contracts. So this whole process potentially could take 6 to 9 months, you know, in government. And that's pretty quick when you compare it to what normally things can take. Now, Van Roekel says it's all about streamlining how agencies buy devices, buy service plans, and get rid of devices and plans that agencies are not using but still spending a lot of money on.
So, Jason, tell us, how much do we know about this strategy right now?
We just know the basics, very much at a high level. OMB really wants to focus on 6 core areas, and I'll go through them real quickly. Incorporating the power and possibilities of mobility into federal government efforts. Building mobility technology and services for reuse, share common services among agencies and public developers. Efficiently manage mobile and wireless acquisition inventory expenses. Create a government-wide foundation to provide mobility services and functionality needed in all agencies. Foster collaboration to accelerate mobility across government. And establish government structure for federal mobility. So really broad areas, what Van Roekel wants is just to get some comments on each of those areas. Are we in the right direction? Are things where they need to be? No, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions as well. And that's why Van Roekel said, we're going to go out with these broad concepts first and not a big old draft plan. Basically, he didn't want to influence the comment process too much. Now, Van Roekel says some of the outstanding questions include, what about other devices are out there besides smartphones and tablets? What about security, such as fingerprint readers or HSPD-12 security smart card readers on the devices themselves? Van Roekel even says he could foresee varying sub-strategies for different parts of the mobile environment. And the strategy also wants to bring in best practices that agencies who are currently ahead of the curve are currently using. Now, a big part of the strategy will be around bring your own device. I mean, Van Roekel says, listen, I carry a bunch of devices. I like to get rid of all but one of them. And that, he said, but to do that, the government information must be in a sandbox or safe from access, from outside access, to, you know, from the internet. Now, Van Roekel says there's a draft strategy already done by a working group led by GSA, the CIOs, the acquisition community. And he says that rough draft will be influenced by the comments from the public. Now, there's one more piece of this vision that will change how agencies deal with mobile apps.
We all have great aspirations, but our aspirations outweigh the resources to deliver against those. And so it's striking that balance of prioritization and other things. And where the industry can really help is kind of lowering that friction, taking some of that and running with. I think the things that this administration has done around challenges, getting the public involved in that, crowdsourcing, doing a lot of things. I think, you know, we should largely be, as a government, out of the business of creating applications and things like that, and we should rely on both expertise and resources from outside the walls of government to kind of deliver on those things. And so shifting our perspective a little bit to more of a kind of a platform provider, and agencies that have done that well have really succeeded at doing things.
Now, the idea of a platform provider is not is fairly new. Agencies tended to build their own apps. They even haven't looked at themselves as a platform, more as a data or an app provider. But I think Van Roekel talked at a recent CIO offsite in December, and mobile and app strategies were among their top priorities. So I think the fact is that they don't have the money to build apps as much as they thought they did, and they don't have the technical expertise. So Van Roekel says, well, let's focus on who has those two things, the technical expertise and the money, and that's industry. And I think that's what you saw come out of that CIO offsite from last December, a greater focus on being a platform and not the mobile apps, mobile data providers.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, when you spoke to Van Roekel, did he talk about the government reorganization effort the president announced Friday and what role his office, if any, is playing?
Obviously, that was a big part of that at Firm Lunch on Friday. I think one of the things that he talked about was how his office helped develop the new business.gov website. Now, as a reminder, Federal News Radio reported about this new site back in November. This is something that we've been following for quite a while. But now we actually have more details about what will include, all the information about exporting, trade, commerce. Really, the goal is to have a one-stop shop and one call center for people to call into. Van Roekel describes what users should expect on the site when it launches in a few weeks.
Now more than ever, the Service to American Medals is a great program for not just honoring federal employees, but for leaders who are interested in motivating and engaging their people.
What you'll see, you know, on the launch of this is really stage one of, you know, really kind of creating an easy to navigate tool, and primary feature is the ability to go in, profile yourself, and then find services, resources, et cetera, based on what we call swim lanes, which are tracks that you may be interested in. So if you're interested in loans or things like that, if you're interested in exporting a product, if you're interested in different things, we have these different swim lanes that you can go in, and then you give us some information about kind of who you are. It breaks down all that complexity, and then it will pop up results for you on a whole list of things that you can get access to that are federal resources that it would have taken you, you know, all these websites and all this federal presence to get to.
Now, he says users will be able to offer feedback to help improve the website over time. In fact, Van Roekel says the business.gov website is in some ways modeled after the United Kingdom's effort to consolidate all of its federal government websites into two portals, one for business and one for consumers. He says we're not going to go, Van Roekel says the government that far and have only two sites, but there is the consolidation effort by the UK government is part of what they're looking at. He says OMB already is looking to existing agency websites and using data to best figure out how to consolidate, how to improve access, how to shut down those aren't worthwhile. And all of this is part of that .gov reform initiative that was launched earlier in the summer and that we've obviously been reporting about. There's a new report that's out back from the December-November timeframe that we also have linked up on federalnewsradio.com.